And now, direct from our KVOX newsroom, the 6 o'clock news with Tad Bexter reporting.
Good evening, friends, and now the news. Yesterday, a woman, Miss Beatrice Bodfitch, was boating near the Islets of Langerhans on Big Skunk Lake when she inadvertently drifted into a restricted area and was sucked down into the California semicircular canal. Her body was recovered in Tylerville, Fox Springs, and Coaltown. A farmer, Mr. Elmer Artichoke, recovered one of her eyeballs as he was pulling turnips in the West 40 of his farm near Coaltown. In another part of town, young Jimmy Lieblings was biodegraded beyond recognition after a major brand name recyclic toilet malfunctioned in Madame Paris' massage parlor on Slumber Avenue.
And now a commercial message.
We are all occasionally bothered by embarrassing odor of our private parts. Up till now, you've had to buy three brands of hygiene deodorant spray. One for mom, one for dad, and one for the kiddies. But now, Crack Incorporated makes your shopping easier with a first all-family spray, Crotch. Dad and mom will find Crotch indispensable in preventing odor. The teenagers will be constantly asking to borrow the Crotch before a big date.
Hey, Dad, can I borrow your Crotch tonight?
Spray a little Crotch on baby just after changing the diapers. You can find Crotch in any drugstore or in the produce section of your nearby supermarket. If they don't have it, just tell the manager, I want some Crotch. Crotch comes in three delightful flavors, raspberry, grape, and sweet-scented lemon. Remember, that's Crotch, for every Crotch in the family. The Tonopah Tribune of Tonopah, Nevada, and radio station KSTX of Tidewater, Nevada, received a message today from the orgasm called SLA, the National Association of Horny Piano Tuners, claiming responsibility for the kidnapping of the planet Jupiter. A family spokesman, Mr. R. Copernicus Andrews, stated from the family estate in Burlingame, California,
Oh, what the...
Incredibly lewd expletive deleted.
We still have our 12 moons.
Declining ransom, the SLA are requesting EcoCans, the biodegrading toilets, for all the poverty-stricken families in Penticton, British Columbia. Speaking of planets, Dr. Erwin Goldstein of the Hemet Institute of Metaphysical and Technological Research stated at the Western Conference of Buddhist Monkery that, according to the recent statistical and pseudo-factual data, the possibility of life almost certainly probably exists on Uranus, perhaps. In the light of this startling prediction, our KBOX reporter Clem Vopel journeyed to the Yerington Institute of Lower Education near Wally's Hot Springs, Nevada, where we spoke with Dr. Melvin Tuttle.
Dr. Tuttle, what do you think of Dr. Goldstein's startling prediction?
They kicked him out of the Reich 30 years ago. Anyway, Goldstein would do anything for a buck.
The failure of this year's millob crop in the agricultural breadbasket of the Inland Empire has resulted in massive unemployment. Millop Pickers representative Caesar Clatoris stated that this failure will result in next year's crop being swamped with two generations of pickers. To clarify the situation, we have with us on tonight's program the millop specialist, Dr. John Barleycorn. Dr. Barleycorn, could you please clarify this situation on the millop crop failure for our audience?
Right, Mel.
That's Tad.
All right, Mel. As you and most of our viewers are probably aware, as your millob matures, the glucose-sucrose level in the fruit rises, and this causes the development of horny protrusions, that is, on the outer surfaces of the millobs. Now, these are referred to in the science as crannuses, and these crannuses develop inflamed, poisonous tips right before picking time. And, of course, as the pickers come, they unfortunately touch these protrusions, and this results in immediate death. So picking of the millobs has resulted in a high fatality rate in your pickers, and without the picking taking place this year, there will be a surplus of millob pickers in the field next year.
About this poison crana situation, hasn't Mr. Caesar Clitoris been trying to get some sort of reform out through through his union? That's Tad. Tad.
Right. Tad. Mel. Yes, Caesar's been working on this situation. He's been working with the farm labor employees and then trying to get it to the point where they could have the Milobs picked before the Clannises reach maturity. That is, before their inflamed protrusions develop these poisonous tips, as we call them.
I see. Well, wouldn't this tend to wreck the quality of the consumer's Milobs?
Right, Mel. That's definitely something that hasn't really been brought into consideration by these United Milob Pickers, as they are called. Of course, you should consider your shipment of your northern Milobs, which are being brought in at this moment by trainload from northern parts of the states. And I'm sure that if these revisions in the present law go through, the railroads will take full advantage of the changed situation, so your Milobs will be available.
I see. Well, wouldn't it be best to switch then the southern areas to tag buns and then let the consumers eat northern Milobs exclusively?
Well, right, Mel, that's what they're considering. However, you have to remember that your tag bun develops a leafy head, and this, of course, is in direct relationship with the similarities concerned with the Milobs and their Clannises.
In other words, the tag buns are poisonous also.
That's exactly it, Mel. Many mules have been killed over the years by consuming these filthy heads, as we'd call them.
Thank you, Dr. John Bodycarn, Milob Specialist.
Certainly.
A sad note in the news. The world's leading deity, God, passed away today after a brief illness at the age of 4.5 billion years. Exact details of his death have been withheld pending notification of next of kin. Stay tuned for a special documentary on the life and times of the late God on our late night 11 o'clock report tonight at 10. In sports action today, out at the Riverside Invitational Frisbee Golf Tournament being held at Health Center Pines Country Club, Dale, the Kid Gruen, led after the first round with an incredibly lucky score of 2 under par. Tournament director Ken Cran stated, "That idiot is playing over his head." And now the weather. Watch out for tornadoes.
This has been the KVUX 6 o'clock news with Tad Dexter.
KVOX and Imaginative Physics Incorporated present In Concert, Arnold Griswold.
Well, my baby done left me. My baby done went to the drive-in movie with somebody else.
From a month-long tour of Terra del Fuego and Kathmandu, Nepal, Arnold will appear June 31st at the Swank Auditorium in San Dinibrono. Appearing with Arnold will be Little Archie and the Hydraulic Rectum. Tickets, $5, $10, $13.99. Available at Uptown Center Box Office, Electron Ticket Agency, and all major outlets, including the UCR Commons. Pick up a copy of Arnold's new album, Dung Heap, on the Mountain Oyster label, featuring his new hit single, I Feel Like Homemade Shit.
Lying on my back stairs.
KBOX 71.3 on your FM dial in Fox.
Now, a brief commercial message.
Has the rat race gotten to you? Drop in for a cold one at Bob's Necro Bar. Yes, sir. Our proprietor, Big Bob B, has just received a mass shipment of some of the finest merchandise available on the West Coast. Remember that bus that was hit by a train last week? Well, we've got them. Your size on ice. So drop in soon for the time of your life at Bob's Necro Bar.
Now stay tuned for the Ringo Rigoletto Show with Ringo Rigoletto.
Oh, yeah. Hello there, fam. Ringo Rigoletto here. Really gear to be here. Oh, yeah. Oh, I got a big show tonight. Gonna play number one song here in the Inland Empire for this week, as I always do every week. It's a really great one. By Patricia Oberhaus and John Lenoir. It's called I See the Water. It's a real great one. I think you'll like it. Me pencil down. If I don't wear me belt, me pencil down. Oh, there. I got them back up. All right. Now here is Patricia Oberhaus, John Lenoir, number one in the Inland Empire.
I see the water trickling through the sea. I say, oh, the water drips down below. It falls on everyone. It falls on me. Ooh, yeah. I see the man killing his lawn. He says, lawn, 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 I wish you were never born. I say, ooh, lawn, I'm cutting you off.
The sucker up, my man. What do you got?
Well, 13 other hydroxymethoxysubstituted tryptamine.
Sounds like some really good stuff. Where'd you get all that crap?
Well, Ash had a solution stirring on his lab bench for over 5 months, and the mushrooms started growing on it. So I mixed it with the dough.
Oh, well, fire it up, my man. I'll try anything at this point.
Well, here you go.
Okay.
Out there.
Get my match here. Good God! What's happening to me? God, I've gone right off the earth. I'm getting skinnier. I'm getting heavier, too. Oh, I'm completely planar now. I must have hit the speed of light. Must have gone beyond the speed of light. Oh, God, every bone in my body is aching. Let me get up here. Jesus, hey, you're right. What a freak place. What? Who or what are you guys? Oh, so you're gods, huh? Far out.
Sure. We're all gods in our own universe. Which universe do you come from?
Beats me. I'm from Earth, that's all I know. Well, where is he? Oh, how about that? Well, I thought I'd have to play Black Sabbath at 78 speed to see God.
Yeah. away from the mine.
Yes, well, where is my follower?
Over here, Sokova.
Hey, man, what's happened?
Hello, I'm Satan. People also call me Jehovah. You must have heard KUCR, 88.1 FM in Riverside. Tell me, Dave, do you love me?
Well, well, gee,
Well, listen up, humanoid. I'm your god, and I love you, got it? And you'd better love me, or I'll send you to everlasting hell.
God. What a goddamn weird quirk. Those JC freaks must be crazy for going for a shotgun wedding like that.
Don't let him bother ya. He's been that way ever since he dropped out of Universe Management School.
Universe Management School?
And now, class, for your first assignment, starting with hydrogen, synthesize a spiral galaxy. Be sure to label all interstellar debris and note all supernatural catalysis and nuclear reaction conditions. You have the rest of the century.
Hey, Quark, I'm getting kind of tired of this place. And, any idea how I can get back?
That's golly murder. Wait a minute. The foyer.
The what?
The foyer transformer. We can send you through it, but,
Well, what? Come on. What is it? What's wrong with it? Come on. Say something.
Well, we sort of don't know where it goes.
Well, shit, Quark. Take me to it. Wow. So this is the Fourier Transformer.
Just try up this and we'll turn it on.
Sure thing, man. Oh, wow. This thing sure is big. I hope it gets me back home. Cosine X, arctan, psi over theta.
There. Is that better?
What? What happened to my voice? What happened to me?
The Fourier transformer has turned you into a wave packet. Before I switched on your interstitial translator, you were talking in sine and cosine functions.
Oh! Where am I?
Why, you're in the vast expanse between two adjacent points in time space.
Ah! Far out! Hey, I just came from a place full of quarks! Hey, man, who are you?
I'm the one who synthesized the gods. I'm the master of all the universes.
Yeah, but who are you?
I'm called the superego.
Jeez, this is getting sticky. Look, super... How in the hell do I get out of here and get back home?
Easy. Just follow the pointing vector.
But what if...
Just follow the pointing vector.
Pointing vector, eh? There it is.
One more thing. Since you're a wave packet, The only way to get back is to excite an electron.
Okay! Thanks a lot!
Well, I'm zipping along pretty nice now. A lot of nice electrons. Wow. Dig the p-orbitals on that one. But they're too far away. There's a close one. Hey, babe. What's happening?
Hi.
Hey, why don't I knock you up to a valence shell?
Sure, hon. Just hop on.
Hey, where are we going?
We're being conducted through a copper wire.
Hey, we're losing voltage. Electron, where'd you go?
Goodbye,
Dave. Hey, Dave, where the fuck did you go? You left a gaping hole in the ceiling. And what you doing, dropping out of the speaker like that?
Ah, don't ask.
Well, Dave, there's still plenty of this joint left.
Oh, fuck, I ain't gonna touch that stuff again. I'm just gonna sit here and listen to my radio. Fuck it.
Well, see you, Dave.
Yeah, see you later.
Jeez.
Relax you.
KVOX, and it's back time for the Bob Bitchin' Show, and we're going to start out with some really heavy tunes. We're going to start out with the Beach Boys, and Don't Hurt My Little Sister. This is dedicated to John from Bill, and you better just watch it, John, or he's going to hurt you and punch your lights out. Something good dedicated to Beatrice from Rodney, and he's into something better, Beatrice. Again, 3:35 on Radio KBOX, and this is from the Monkees, Last Train to Clarksville. And for you cats who are supposed to be somewhere, the last train from Clarksville went out 15 minutes ago. You're going to be here for the rest of the week. With a final dedication on the Bob Bitchin' Show. This is from the Kinks. You really got me going now. Dedicated to Betty Lou from Irving. Betty Lou is 3 months pregnant. It's the Bob British Show, with special guest stars Storm Gashutz, Grant Lee, Cruiser and the Crusaders, and much, much more. We'll be back with Bob after this commercial message.
In the town of Black Lake, Washington, little Suzanne Yakimoto wrote a story for her third grade class at Mongol Elementary School. It was a story of her daddy, a hop stomper at our brewery, and about how he helps make Pickalilli beer the most popular beer in Amboy, California. Her daddy works hard every day stomping hops and somehow manages to stagger home every day despite the fact that he's half cross. Susie says that her daddy usually collapses on the living room floor and no one dares move him. We think Susie's kidding about that. At Black Lake, we wouldn't dare use the water, so we import chemically perfect Himalayan brewing water, which results in Pickalilli beer's incredible lack of drinkability. Susie's daddy likes it. We think you'll like it too. Pickalilli beer, Black Lake, Washington.
Now, here's Bob.
Thank you. I'm really pleased to be here tonight, and it's good to see we've got such a lively audience.
Right. You're really lively out there. Really nice.
Well, I think this is going to be one of our better shows tonight. We've got some really great people on the show. The famous movie celebrity Sturm Geschütz is here to give us some previews of the film he just got done making in Spain. And, of course, one of my favorite regulars on the show, Mr. Grant Lee. And later on, they'll be hearing from the latest rock sensation, Cruiser and the Crusaders. They're great, aren't they? I know, really long. So stay tuned, and we'll be back in just 60 seconds.
Do you feel cramped by your secure suburban life? Are you tired of luxury, happiness, and the other boring hardships you endure from day to day? Well, if you want a taste of escape, there's a place for you. It's the Lonesome Pickers Greasy Spoon Truck Stop Style Restaurant. Yes, folks, you can get a feel for the free, happy-go-lucky life of bums, outcasts, truck drivers, queers, and migrant millop pickers by having a meal just like you'd find along any rural highway.
Yay!
At the Lonesome Pickers, we've got great pink coffee made with real Benjamin Beauregard black satin malt finish for only a dime. Sale donuts are our specialty, made with 15% plaster of Paris and aged up to 3 weeks in our donut arbor out back.
Aren't they tasty?
All our dishes are made with a minimum 1/2 cup of grease per serving, and you can choose between lard, bacon fat, oleo margarine, or Wesson oil. You don't have to worry about cleanliness at the Lonesome Pickers. We have genuine imported Tennessee dishwashers that clean every plate and utensil. Just the atmosphere at the Lonesome Pickers will make you feel like you've hit the road. From our exquisite early decrepit style furnishings right to our numerous Kansas houseflies. So next time you feel tired of the good life, take the family to the Lonesome Pickers Greasy Spoon Truck Stop Style Restaurant and get the flavor of real American freedom. There's a Lonesome Pickers restaurant near you. You'll find it in the yellow pages under Lewis.
Well, we're back on the air there. Won't you please welcome Mr. Sturm Geschütz. Well, Sturm, I understand you just got back from Spain.
All right, Bob. We're filming a documentary on the life of Erwin Rommel.
Could you let us know anything about this film? Who's in it, for example?
Well, my good friend Matilda Churchill is portraying Mrs. Rommel. And, of course, George C. Humo is directing.
Sounds absolutely fascinating, Stim. How was the weather while you were out there?
Just great, Bob. We did most of our filming on the coast, and, of course, you know that the rain in Spain falls mainly on a plane.
Just great, Bob. So I've heard. I understand that you've got some clips of your film here to let the folks in the audience have a look at.
Right, Bob. I think you've got them on your monitor right now.
Oh, yes, there they are. Oh, that's fascinating. Oh, quite a shot.
That's it.
Well, it looks just great, Sturm. I'm sure our viewers will be anxious to catch your new film as soon as it's released.
Thank you, Bob.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sturm Geschütz. My next guest has become almost a regular on the show. Please welcome Grant Lee.
To be having difficulties, technical difficulties with the audio portion of your Bob British program, so we'll preempt that right now and give you a feature-length movie. This is KBOX 71.3 FM off your radio dial, Box Springs.
Ed?
Ed? Ed!
Yeah.
Roll a fucking film!
Okay, yeah. Wait, there you go.
This is Radio Station KBOX signing off for another broadcast day. KBOX is owned by Imaginative Phoenix Incorporated and operated by Pete Candy, Bob Sarah, Tom Luke, and Rick Earhart. KBOX operates on the unassigned frequency of 71.3 microhertz and 14.7 watts of power as authorized by the Inland Empire Communication Commission, Uber, California. Station and transmitter are located at 12821 Slumber Avenue, Box Springs, nestled in the lovely Mattress Mountains. This is KBOX signing off.
Oh, shit. Try KUCR. Okay.